Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. We will do some Joe Biden sound bites in video in a moment. If you want to stop by joepags.com and click on watch now, you can see them. Going to make you mad, but I'll be honest with you, it's a little more fun when you can also see him when he's saying these ridiculous things. Either they're ridiculously leftist policy and just radical notions that he's got, or just can't pronounce some words or doesn't know where he is. There was another, I'm not going to show this video because it's not as explanatory as it could have been, but he gets done doing a speech and he looks like he wants to come down and talk to the audience. Then he says they won't let me come down there. Then he walks away and just talks to somebody up on the stage with him. But I'm not even going to get into that one. The things that he has to say about abortion, things that he has to say about working with Republicans, those things, I think those are damaging. And he's still talking about democracy. And I feel like it's my job to make sure that you're not falling for this fake democracy thing. This lie about we're trying to save democracy. Our democracy is at stake. None of that's true. None of it. There isn't one Republican, nor conservative, nor righty, whatever name you want to put on, that has ever said, let's just stop the democracy. Let's stop the ability for people to go and vote on election days. And again, let me say it for the 18,000th time so that people don't write it in capital letters in my chat room. We are a constitutional representative republic. We're not a democracy. But we do something that is a democracy-based activity by going and voting for those representatives. Not one Republican, nor conservative, nor fill-in-the-blank on the right has ever said, I don't want people to vote. Nobody. So a threat to our democracy is a lie they're basing on January 6th, which was a few idiots that decided to riot while there was a very peaceful protest going on by hundreds of thousands of other people. And by the way, we don't know what incentivized them to go in. Can't ask Ray Epps. Not allowed to ask the guy who kept saying we're going to go in. You can't ask John Sullivan, the guy who's Antifa, who's pretending like he is a Trump supporter when he wasn't, and he was ginning up some more trouble. That we're not allowed to ask those things. Can't see the 10,000 plus hours of video that was taken that day because somehow that means that you're a threat to democracy, which of course is bogus, and they know it, even on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Say what? Carrie, how's it going? You good?
Oh, fantastic.
Seems I got you are fantastic. So is Polo. Sam's right there, too.
Every night I have strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way it could have been. Left here
Thursday,
on
almost
my
Friday.
Own,
oh, weekend's almost here. We're
so
feeling all right.
Seems I got to leave before
Carrie Lake this hour, bottom of the hour. Do not miss that.
To scream. Well, someone locked the door and took the key.
I'm feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Protein bar helps every time, you know what I'm saying?
That's helping?
I know, nailed it. Nailed it. Protein. Give me that power to go for the night.
No.
Hopefully you're all doing great. I've got some Joe Biden sound bites that are going to make you mad or make you happy. If you're Dallas, you might be happy. Dallas might be somebody who's a liberal who's like, yeah, man, got to hear more Biden.
Dallas,
the show would be that much better,
angry.
Pags.
Yeah.
What's that?
Dallas sounded very angry. She's not having a good day.
If she were here, she'd have smacked me.
I know.
Let me tell you something. It's all right, Dallas, calm down. I hope that she'll take my advice. Take that energy and direct it toward the people that are passing stupid laws like accept the ballot for 4 days afterwards. And Carrie, you know what I've never heard? I've never heard a good argument against the case that I made that mail-in ballots can be received by anybody at the house, filled out by anybody at the house, and sent in by anybody at the house.
True.
What's to stop that? Nobody's
nothing.
Told me, well, nothing. That won't happen because, and then they've given a good reason. I haven't heard one. So the whole thing is crazy. So Joe Biden, the resident of the White House, decided he would go out and have a conversation about what he thinks is going on in the world. And again, these people, and by these people I mean those in the radical left, think that we just want more abortions. They think that we want more unborn babies killed. Don't you have a story today that if the attempt to abort a child fails and the child is still born, they've decided to not give it any health care?
That is correct. No medical care.
What do you have? Fill me in on this one.
Yeah, this is from Montana, from Fox News. Montana voters rejected the Born Alive Infant Protection Act that would have required medical professionals to perform life-saving medical care on infants who survived abortions or were born prematurely. Now, the pro-life measure would not have prevented Montana residents from receiving abortions, but would have required medical care be provided to infants born alive as a result of a natural or induced labor, failed abortion, or a cesarean section. Now, the measure failed by around 20,000 votes, with 52.6 voting against it and 47.4% in favor of its passage at the time. A healthcare provider performing an abortion shall take all medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of a born alive infant who is viable. If an abortion performed in a hospital results in a live birth of a viable infant, the healthcare provider shall provide immediate medical care to the infant, the ballot measure stated. The pro-life legislation acknowledged that an infant born alive after an attempted abortion is a legal person and would have granted them the rights to medical care after birth. If an abortion results in the live birth of an infant, the infant is a legal person for all purposes under the laws of this state, it stated.
So we understand. And by the way, we're on in Helena, Montana. Dallas will disagree with me now, but I'm not going to go after Montana for how stupid it was to not pass this law. But Carrie, I don't live in Montana. Can I say something here or not?
You can. Yeah, you can.
Did you check it? Are you sure?
I don't have to check. Yeah, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You're trying to kill the unborn child. You're trying to off your offspring. And it fails, and the child is born alive. And viable. Viable is an important thing. Could the child live outside the womb? Obviously, the child can. In Montana, voters there just voted down a measure that would have ensured that child gets life-saving health care because the mother decided to kill it before it was born. Now we're to the point that after it's born, you can still just let it die. And what does that mean? Carrie, I probably doesn't get into this, but what does that mean? Does that mean when the child gets hungry, you don't feed it, let it die of starvation? When a child gets thirsty, you don't give it drink, so it dies of thirst? I mean, is that... What does that mean? You just don't do anything? You just look at it till it dies?
Yeah, of course.
This is, no, it's not going to say that.
No,
but
yeah.
That would be life-saving care, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, I don't get it. Hey, Montana, what the hell's the matter with you? What are you thinking? Now, again, keep in mind, those listening in Montana, yes, I believe that many of you voted for this. I believe that many of you said, yes, save the life. Those of you who did, God bless you. I'm not talking to you. Although you could have spread the word even more widely, because I can't believe that Montana would be a state that's going to act like Portland, Oregon, or New York City. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you want children that are born to be killed. Because again, I relate this all the time this way. And I'm not sure I've ever gotten a good answer. What's the difference between doing it then or waiting 2 years? Man, this is kind of a burden. This kid eats a lot. And just kill it. Don't feed it anymore. Let it die. Why can't you? What's the difference? I don't understand it. Now, I think this is the Biden soundbite on abortion.
But what I can't do is I can't guarantee that...
Oh, no, no. This is... This is the idiotic soundbite about how he's not going to stop inflation.
If Republicans... pass, and I don't think they can do it now, a national ban to ban abortion, I will veto it. It's simple.
No Republican suggesting a national ban on abortion. But he's going to get a lively round of applause because the guy wants to kill more babies. Let's kill those babies. It doesn't make any sense to anybody who's got a brain or who has any compassion. It's inhumane. I mean, the fact that you can't see it and you haven't named it yet, you couldn't see its face, that's what gives a lot of you people who are pro-abortion the feeling of somehow being right. Well, yeah, it's just a clump of cells, which it's not. Not a big deal. But now you're going to have it, and just kill it after it's born. That's fine. And now he's making up some lie, like he made up the lie about attacking democracy. Now he's making up a lie that Republicans are trying to pass a national ban on abortion, which they're not, because Republicans believe in the Constitution, and they believe that the 10th Amendment says it's not in this document, so the states get to decide. So this is going to be the lie now for the next 2 years. He was also alleging that women really showed up to vote to make sure they have the right to health care. Abortion isn't health care. It's not reproductive health care. It is killing a life that otherwise would have been born. No real argument there. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Simple question. Do you think that a child who is born alive deserves to get health care as a human being? Or because the mother decided to kill it and it didn't work, they should let it die anyway? I want your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I'm glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you taking the time. Carrie Lake in about 13 minutes from now. Also going to have Katie Kuhlman, Dr. Katie Kuhlman, who is a clinical psychologist. I talked to her on Election Day. So some of it might sound a little bit aged, but I think most of it's pretty good because it talks about waiting to find out who won. It talks about the angst that we all feel heading into an election, and then after the election, does it just go away? Do you take an extra day off? What do you do? And I think that it's very, very applicable. Plus, we've got the situation happening in Arizona. So we'll figure all that out. Make sure that you stay here for Carrie Lake. Just talk to her right before the show. The latest vote tallies from her. She feels very good that she's going to win. Somebody wrote me something, or somebody said something in the chat room. Oh, this expert on this thing over here says that Carrie Lake's going to lose. Ain't going to happen. Carrie Lake is going to win that. And Blake Masters probably will win as well, because we know that the outstanding votes are, generally speaking, between 52 and 80% Republican. So we'll figure it out. All right, we'll do that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A lot of people on the phone line that want to be heard. I've got somebody from Montana, too. I'll talk to Montana, because I'm not sure I understand why Montana would have voted this way. But I think the caller has a good reason why that may have happened. In the meantime, got to remind you about stamps.com. Listen, the fact is, getting ready for the holiday season is not easy. If you're running a small business where you're shipping stuff out all the time, it's not easy. Not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you're going to be printing your own postage in mere minutes. It's your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. How great is that? A stress-free solution for every small business. And if you need a package picked up, easily schedule that through the Stamps.com dashboard. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. So here's the deal. It's very simple. You go on this holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights, and get started with Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com, promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Get a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, a free digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code PAGS. Make that happen, and make it happen right now. Jody, Montana, fill me in. How the heck can this happen in Montana?
Oh, my gosh, Joe. I wish I could tell you for sure, but my feeling In the last 5 to 10 years, mostly the last 5 years, we've had a huge influx of people from California, Washington, a lot of liberal areas moving in and calling it home up here. If you notice the last probably 3-4 elections, we've had more blue than ever up here. The other thing, they ran a local newscast talking to the healthcare providers, a few of them, and apparently that amendment or that bill that was proposed would have worked, as they feel, more of a liability on the healthcare workers, is what they were saying.
Yeah, there's always reliability in the healthcare workers when somebody needs healthcare. So what?
Correct. I mean, I understand.
It's actually the job, right?
That's exactly right, and that was I actually felt the same way when they were saying that. But that's all I saw on that. But I'll tell you what, though, there's more liberals up here than ever the last 5-10 years.
I did not expect that. Now let me ask you something, Jody. Before I let you go, I don't live in Montana. Can I comment on Montana?
Sure.
All right. Just thought I would ask. I had a caller earlier said that I wasn't allowed to because I live in Texas. All right, I appreciate you. Thank you. Let me go back to the phone line. Still Montana. Karen. What's going on, Karen? Hi. Karen, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. Okay. So I voted yes to pass that amendment, and it was a pretty close margin, really. It was not that far apart. But here's the thing. Montana is a very red state. And I heard the last caller, and she's correct, and liberals have been coming up here. But we voted in pretty much most of our legislative representatives, and it's a supermajority that they're going to have. And so a lot of people here, conservatives, you know, went out and voted them in. But yet they're the same voters that didn't pass this amendment. And so that is really concerning to me. And I think that one of the things that I heard the previous caller, Jody, say was it was because of the strong language of the liability to the healthcare provider, which I agree with you, that shouldn't be an issue. But
well, yeah,
I do think that's what the problem. Yeah. So it's concerning to me that the conservatives did go out, vote their representative back in office, but a lot of them voted against this amendment.
Was it worded? I got to ask you this, Karen. Was it worded poorly? Because I don't understand what wording there could have been that would have made me think, as somebody who votes red, because you just said a lot of them voted red, that would make me think, well, let's not save the child. I mean, how could they have confused this? I'm surprised.
I don't know. I don't think it was a confusion because it was not written poorly. And there was a lot of ads and a lot of word out there, you know, explaining it, getting people to go in and vote. And yet it still didn't pass, which I just don't understand at all.
Very surprising. Well, listen, I appreciate the update from Montana. It turns out we got a lot of listeners in Montana. Susan also in Montana. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I just moved here from California and I am so not a liberal. That's why I'm here, because I was born and raised there and I hate it there. It changed. It's not the same. And I'm here because I love it here and I love what it is. And I wanted to stay that way. And I voted so much wanting that to pass. But I agree with the last two callers. They said something. I mean, there was like money, liability, big like fines if you don't protect the baby. So there was a lot of words about that. Also, I wanted to say, if you look at the map of Montana and the districting, they have it so screwed up. They've got it to where they grab Bozeman, which is MSU,
yeah,
come down, hit Big Sky, where all the wealthy people live, and then go back up all the way around up to Missoula. That is a district, and that is two universities.
And universities, we know, tend to be very, very liberal.
Well, lots of kids out there that don't know what the hell is going on. Yep. They should vote where their parents live, not where they go to school.
Exactly right. Susan, I appreciate that. It's a very good point, because here I am in Red, Texas, and not far from where I sit is the University of Texas at Austin, which is one of the most liberal schools on the planet, and they think they're right. Austin thinks it's cool to be little Portland. It's not. It's not Texan whatsoever. And thank God they don't have as much sway, because this is such a populated state and it's still so very conservative that they can't get away with doing what she just said is true, that it was because of the liberal students, and you got two universities. There's no reason not to believe that. Then that could be exactly what swayed this vote. And that's crazy. David, very fast for me, about 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I love you. Kansas City loves you.
Thank you.
I was just wondering if you could do us all a favor after the break and after your interview with Gary and riff on the word choice of that bill. It said, if a baby is born alive, and you call dumb better than I do, and I just want to hear you rip that one apart, man.
Because that can mean any baby. I don't want to keep it anymore. Go ahead and kill it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think you're right. No, David's a very good point. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Do me a favor. Go follow on Twitter right now at Joe Talk Show. Follow on Getter right now at Joe Talk Show. Follow on Instagram right now at Joe Talk Show. Follow on YouTube right now, Joe Pags Radio. Okay? We come back. Carrie Lake, you're going to want to hear what she has to say. This is just moments ago. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.